בממשלה בגרמניה היו 5 שרים יהודים כשהתחיל השואה. 5 Jewish ministers, not one chief of staff orthodox. 5 יהודים. לא יקרה, מה פתאום? עשיתי במישהו בבית הכנסת במנסי, כולם מבינים עברית פה?
כן.
היה עשיתי מישהו בבית הכנסת במנסי, אתה מבין עברית?
לא.
היה somebody in Mansi, מהישור למנסי. Holocaust survivor. So all of that Holocaust, post-Holocaust, lived in Germany. He started to say what happened in Germany. Used to hit Jews on the street before the Holocaust. Burn houses, burn this. So one day his name is Rosenstock. He lives in New Jersey. Windland, I don't know. Down Jersey. What do you call it, Windland?
Vineland.
Vineland.
איפה יש שער ההודו שם?
יש שם. יש שם 10 אנשים ממניין, זהו. His name is Rosenstock. And here somebody is going to ask you, who is the guy? Tell him, Rosenstock. So his father went to the rabbi of the shul. He says, they're eating Jews on the street. They're burning already building houses. Shuls. The rabbi said, stop it. Calm down. Nothing will happen in Germany. So his father told the rabbi, guess what? I'm not going to England. Guess, I'm going to America. Left his house, left his store, everything in Germany, came home to New Jersey. So he survived and all his family. The rest of the people said, what are we going to do? We're going to go to America, we don't speak English. What are we going to do? What are we going to do in America? No, that's what happened. My store, my house, a few hundred years old, my house, my grandfather, great-grandfather. Thousands of years people live over there. Things are starting to happen, nothing can happen. He survived and the rest went to the chambers. Today, Baruch Hashem, we were at Israel. Otherwise, I think we have to go to China.
It's booming.
They won't find you.
The Jews always went to it's booming. The problem is in China, I don't know if you're allowed to have children. You're allowed to have a dog, I think.
One child.
One child and a lot of dogs. That's a major problem.
Well, look what was happening in France. The past 10 years, anti-Semitism right there. You would think that, you know, if people were thinking the same way, that yes, maybe there's a Holocaust coming in France. I mean, a lot of people left.
Holocaust will not start now only in America, because America killed Hitler and stopped the Holocaust. So nobody can stop Holocaust now, because they're afraid Hiroshima. Nuclear bomb. Now you think twice before you do something. But America can do anything she wants. Nothing will start in Iran, nothing. America is ruling. With your permission, 8:47. This sixth parasha starts. וידבר אלוקים אל משה, ויאמר אליו אני השם. אלוקים, says the Gemara, is the name of הקדוש ברוך הוא, when הקדוש ברוך הוא uses this name, when הקדוש ברוך הוא means, like we say in America, it means business. It's called a name of toughness, name of judgment, name that הקדוש ברוך הוא usually punishes. Usually in the Torah, Elohim means that one, that thing. And when we say Hashem, when it's written in the text, the Yud and the Hey, Vav and Hey, it means Shem Rachamim, name of mercy, usually. Here comes the Gemara and says, after Moshe Rabbeinu, let's speak Parasham. Complain it all the Kadosh Baruch Hu that since he got to Egypt, things got worse. And why did you send me? Says the Gemara, ביקשה מידת הדין לפגוע במשה רבנו. Says the Gemara, which it means is Gabriel, this is the angel that's responsible for judgment, wanted to punish Moshe Rabbeinu. Punishing Moshe Rabbeinu means to kill him. How do you speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that way? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately punished Moshe and told Moshe, אתה תראה אשר עשה לפרעה, you will see what I'm going to do to Pharaoh. But you will never be able to get to Israel. So Chachamim said, Moshe understood it. And Moshe took it very seriously. But nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very upset that Moshe spoke this way. And especially to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he told him, Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem, don't worry about it, I have mercy on you, even though you disrespected me, and you said things you should not have said. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes on, that I heard my children in Israel suffer so much in Egypt. And I decided to remember as well my treaty with Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But the Torah says, Vayera el Abraham, el Yitzchak, ve'el Yaakov, bekel shatam, bekel shakayim, ushmi Hashem l'nodati lahem. Says the Gemara, that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't understand you. I revealed myself to you, something that I did not do even to Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Simple explanation, what it means is, the way you read the text, the way the Mefarshim say, the way the Gemara says, what it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is called Kel, Aleph and Lamed. One is called Shin, Dalad and Yud, Shachai. But Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov did not know the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you want to know the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those are the four letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yud and Hei, Vav and Hei. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not reveal himself to Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in that name. Of course, the first question is why? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not reveal himself to Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and he did reveal himself to Moshe? A second question, all the Chachamim ask, what do you mean he did not reveal yourself? Look in Sefer Bereshit, every time it says, Vayedaber Hashem el Avraham, Vayomer Hashem el Avraham, Vayera Hashem el Avraham, always says the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way it says over here, Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem, the same way. So again, we do find Hashem's name in Sefer Bereshit constantly. And then comes Hashem and tells Moshe, I did not reveal myself to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov with the name that I revealed myself to you. How far it goes, says the Rambam, and says all the Chachamim, that Moshe Rabbeinu is by far higher than anybody else. By far. What does that mean by far? The first thing the Gemara says you should know that Avraham Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create what we call elderly. Whatever you will see today, that people get older, white hair, wrinkles, it's all Avraham Avinu's job. Says the Gemara, and that before Avraham Avinu, at Avraham Avinu's time, a person 500 years old, 600 years old, there were people like this. Shem, Eber, they lived in the time of Avraham Avinu. They lived after Avraham Avinu. They lived 500, 600 years old. They looked exactly like 18 years old. Says the Gemara, Avraham tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, there is no respect for the elderly. The people go on the street, the 600 looks like 18. So no one knows who is older, who is younger. So they disrespect the older one. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make sure that we know the difference between an older person and a younger person. Since then, we got this thing that's called elderly. Before, there's no such thing elderly. Since the Gemara, Abraham was the first one. Abraham Zaken, Baba Yamim. Hashem Abraham, okay, from you. We'll start from you. Abraham Avinu got white hair. I don't know if he got wrinkles or not. But this was the first accomplishment, what we call down the road of a person. The second thing says the Gemara, Yitzchak bikesh yisurim, ve'iki zaken Yitzchak v'tichena enav merot. Until Yitzchak Avinu, nobody became blind, nobody had any kind of aches. Yitzchak is the first one. Says the Gemara, I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the person who should have some liver aches, like this, if somebody did not do the right thing in his lifetime, the hardship that he has in his life waives the punishment that Chas v'Shalom a person will get after his going to Olam Haba. And Yaakov Avinu says the Gemara, "Bikesh Hakadosh Baruch Hu Choli." Choli means sickness, actual sicknesses. Whatever people have today, or we call it a flu, other things, it's the product of Yaakov Avinu. Says the Gemara, Yaakov Avinu came to Hakadosh Baruch Hu and he said, "Please, a person should not die the way he dies right now." Says the Gemara, until Yaakov Avinu, a person's time came to depart from this world, he used to sneeze. And when he sneezed, his neshama came out. And this is our custom. When a person sneezes, they say, "Labriut, Chaim Arukin," because in time of Gemara, the neshama used to fly out of the person's body. The person never sneezed. He only sneezed when his time came. And when he sneezed, his neshama left. Came Yaakov Avinu to Hashem, he said, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you know, people before they depart from this world, they have some kind of wills they want to share with the family, secret accounts in Switzerland, other things, real estate, other places, they don't know how to run their life. Please, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, make sure that the person, before he departs from this world, he should get sick a little bit. He should lie in bed, and he should not go on with his business. He'll have time to tell his children his last words." Akubuchu said, "V'nei avicha chole." That is Yaakov Avinu. Hashem started the same thing with Yaakov as the first one. Comes the Torah and comes the Gemara tells us, you should know, Moshe was 120 years old. And this is after already people became old. People suffered. People became sick. Comes the Gemara and tells us, when Hashem told Moshe, "Alei lara avarim azeh," he go up to the mountain in Jordan. By the way, anybody wants to go to Moshe's grave, we're arranging in the Great Neck. We know somebody that is a relative of the king over there. They let us go. We know the mountain. We don't know where on the mountain Moshe is buried. It's called Jabal Musa. It's a mountain. Also, we know where Aaron is buried. Not far from there. Also, Horaha. Also, Jordan. Again, we don't know the spot. The Gemara says, you know the mountain, but you don't know exactly where Moshe is buried. But it's a high mountain. Says the Gemara, when Hashem told Moshe, go upstairs to the mountain, says the Gemara, Moshe jumped all the steps, one jump, to show you he's not old at all. Then comes the Torah and says, Moshe is 120 years old, lo chata eno velo naslecho, doesn't need glasses, and he doesn't have any wrinkles on his face. Again, even though that Abraham asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create what we call elderly, Moshe escaped it. There's no information anybody else escaped that. And again, there's no information anybody else died, and his eyesight was 20/20. He didn't need no glasses, no laser operation, and he doesn't need a facelift. Perfect. His face is perfect. Only Moshe. See how great Moshe was. And says the Torah, you should know, says the Rambam, Moshe is much different than anybody else, including Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and all the Nevi'im, of course. But when Hashem spoke to Moshe, it's called mouth to mouth. It means, Kedaber Yishel Re'ehu, says the Torah. Hashem spoke to Moshe like a friend. All the other Nevi'im, says the Rambam, that when Hashem spoke to anybody, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yirmiyahu, Yishayahu, Yechezkel, Treasa, doesn't matter, and Daniel, doesn't matter. They had to lie down on the floor, and they saw a vision. When they saw the vision, they mumbled certain things, that whoever stood next to them wrote what they mumbled. Then they woke up, like hypnotized. Then he woke up and he said, "What happened?" And he says, "That's what you said." He said, "This, Hashem told me, go take your son, slaughter your son. Hashem told me here, Hashem told me there." says the only person that was able to stand while HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving him his prophecy was Moshe Rabbeinu. All the rest on the floor. So it's very interesting. And again, this is not for us to understand how great Moshe is. But nevertheless, comes the Torah and says, you should know, Hashem tells Moshe, you know better than anybody else. I did not reveal myself to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. I did not tell them my name, so-called. Again, the question is, of course, Sefer Bereshit is full of the name of HaKadosh Lachen, Emol in Israel, Ani Hashem. The Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore. Lachen, says the Gemara, every time it says Lachen in the Torah, means a swear. HaKadosh Baruch Hu swears. Tell Am Yisrael. What to tell Am Yisrael? The Moshe complained that things got worse. Hashem tells him, no, you go now to Am Yisrael, tell them what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to take you out from the hardship labor in Egypt. I will save you from so-called being that should have the title of slaves. I'm going to redeem you with a strong arm. I'm going to take you to be my nation. Comes the Gemara, and as the Gemara says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say those four kind of statements, languages? I will take you out, I will save you, I'll redeem you, I'll take you to be my nation. It's a few things, few stages in Am Yisrael. And comes the Gemara and says, therefore, on the night of Pesach, a person drinks four cups of wine. Says the Gemara, the reason for the four cups of wine is the four languages that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Am Moshe to tell Am Yisrael. And again, the question is, what is the significant way I have to drink four cups of wine? What does it mean? And as we know, the halacha is the way it says in the Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, that four cups of wine are so important that Chachamim said, whoever cannot afford to have matzah, only laseder, it doesn't matter. Hashem did not expect a person who doesn't have any money to go take a loan from the bank or mortgage on his house and to buy matzah. But Chachamim said that you must have wine. Wine you must have. Matzah you don't have to have. That's halacha. You don't have money, you don't have to buy matzah. Especially in today's prices. A pound, $20 a pound. But even down Gemara, it was cheap. You don't have to. But if you don't have wine, how far you have to go? Says the Gemara. Try to find a job. Can't find a job. Take your clothing to pawn shop. Leave your clothing over there. Get money to buy wine. You have no clothing. Sell your jacket. You have no jacket. Go rent yourself out. Become a slave. So-called a Jewish slave in somebody's house. Clean the floor. Walk in the gas station. No, but if you shlemazel, you can't get any job. Go from house to house, collect money as a mishulach. Knock on the doors and says, I need money. What do you need money for? For matzah? No, matzah I don't have to have. And wine I have to have. That's the halacha. Says the Gemara, why you have to have wine? Says the Gemara, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Lachen, Emol of Israel, Ani Hashem, Hashem swore he's going to take us out of Egypt. And Hashem used four words that really mean the same thing. It means we're going to go out of Egypt, and we're going to go to Eretz Israel, we're going to get the Torah on the way. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu said those four words, so please have four cups of wine. Reif chatul marba kosot setim shnayim masech psachim. It's not enough, one cup. No. He must have four cups. Everyone must have it. There's no excuse for that. Shabbat, you don't need wine. Chafetz Chaim was very poor. He never had wine. For Kiddush, he used to make Kiddush from Chalot. Shulchan Aruch it says, you don't need wine. Preferably, you have wine. Pesach, there's no excuse. You must have the wine. So, why have the wine? Because Hashem said four kinds of words. So, for this, I have to go and wreck myself, sell my jacket, go on this, go from door to door, knock on the door, and said, can you give me some money? I need my wine. You need wine? Matzot, you have? I don't need matzot. Wine, I need. You need wine for us. Very, very strange. Comes the Gemara, comes the Rambam, so not the Rambam, the Magid Mishnah says. That's called advertising. I know what it means exactly, advertising. Advertising HaKadosh Baruch Hu's miracle, when you drink the wine, you should have this in mind. But this is according to Chachamim, that's the most important part of the Lel HaSeder is the wine. Because that's the thing that you have to go around. For this you have to go and beg people for money because you have to have wine. Again, the question is, what's so important about the wine? Well, it's more important than matzah. There's no information that you have in time of Bet HaMikdash. They had to bring a sacrifice called Korban Pesach. Somebody has no money for Korban Pesach. Doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch that you have to go and borrow money or sell your jacket or go beg money in Mishulach to buy Korban Pesach. You definitely don't have to do it for tefillin, don't have to do it for tzitzit, no sukkah, no lulav. There's no other mitzvah to say from Hashem that you have to do it. Only one mitzvah. Machatzit HaShekel. We give half a coin to Bet HaMikdash. This is you have to have. Ashir Be'arbe V'adalo Yamid Machatzit HaShekel. And says that the poor man has to do. It's because of the kapara, because of the sacrifices. Comes the Torah, continues the Torah. And Hashem tells Moshe, go tell to Am Israel. Go tell to Am Israel. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu appointed Moshe to go to Paro together with Aharon. Try to convince him, if you may say, to send Am Yisrael out. Moshe goes to the Torah, the whole parasha. We have seven makot, seven plagues in this parasha: Dam, Tzfadeh, Keni, Marov, Dever, Shechin, Barad. Up to Barad, seven times Moshe came with Aaron to Paro, requesting the release of Am Yisrael. Some of the times, for example, the second one was frogs. Paro called up Moshe and says, please go pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to release the Jewish people to stop this thing. We can't take it, the frogs. So it says, the Torah says, that Moshe went outside and he screamed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, stop the frogs. The same thing happened by Makat Arov and animals came. The same thing happened, Barad, hail, Moshe had to go outside the city, raise his hand, pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the time the Torah says that Moshe prayed and Hashem answered Moshe. Sound from it, if Moshe would not have prayed, this would continue. Who knows how long? Just because Paro requested and he promised that every time he promised, I'm going to release them. Please Moshe pray, Moshe pray. Then goes next to Parashat also. Parashat Bo, the same story. So you read the text. You think it's a story? No, you read the text. Hashem told Moshe, write a story in the Torah. That's what happened. It's Hashem sent Moshe and Aaron to Paro, and something happened, and Paro asked Moshe now, and Moshe, please pray to Hashem. And Moshe prayed. Hashem listened. The Torah emphasizes it. So the question is, what is really the message the Torah wants us to know? That Moshe prayed to Hashem and Hashem listened. So what does it mean exactly? So Hashem told Moshe, go. So why Moshe is praying? What do you mean Moshe is praying? What are you praying? What does it mean Moshe is praying? Come to Gemara and tell us, you know, when Mashiach will come, the Gemara says, every person that will have the zechut to stay, he will know what we call Shema Mefurash. Shema Mefurash is a designated name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many names. There's one name that only one or few people in a generation know it. That name was transferred, is being transferred from a person to person. The person has to be in a very high level to know it. That name may and can accomplish anything. For example, the Gemara says, Yeshua, whatever it means, stop the moon and the sun. So you read the Tanakh, you think it's a story. Yeshua stood up and told the sun, the moon, it was Friday, and Yeshua wanted to finish the war that he had, and it was Friday afternoon, so he told the sun, please, stop. Told the moon, stop. Shemesh be'givon dom, ve'yareach be'emek hayalon. So you read the text, you think, yeah, sure. Says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu stopped. This time when Milchemet Amalek, we did the war with Amalek. Again, you read it. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Pinchas Vinyaya was walked by, he had to go and release somebody from jail, Pidyon Shavuim, and he had to cross the river, and Har Ginai, says the Gemara, there was no boat, and he wanted to cross. And he speaks to the river and says, stop, 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 stop. You think it's because he said it? It's called the thing. It's called Shema Meforash. It's the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With that name that you say, you can have anything. You can make an earthquake. You can stop the sun. You can stop the moon. You can kill all the Arabs. Whatever you want. Nothing. This nothing can stop you from having what you request. Excuse me. Okay. Okay. אני באמצע שיעור, אני לא יכול לדבר עכשיו, סליחה. That's for my shul in great neck, so I thought something happened.
Can you give them notification of Mashiach?
So this is this with this name, Moshe stopped the sun, Yeshua stopped the sun, Pinchas Ben Yair stopped the river. This is called Shema Meforash. The Gemara says you have to be at a very high level to know it, because Chas Shalom, you might use it for the wrong things. Says the Gemara, one of the things that is that you make sure that you don't take favors from people. Because if people do favors to you, so you owe it to them. And they're going to come and gonna ask you something, and you're going to feel for them, you might want to pay them back because they did a favor to you. And therefore, you can use that name, but it's not proper to use it for anything that you have some kind of interest in it. Says the Gemara, you should know what Hashem really means over here. And this is parasha when you read that Hashem tells Moshe, listen, you know something that nobody else knew before. It's Shema Meforash. That's what it is. It's not just the letters, Yud and Hei, Vav and Hei, that appears in the text. It's inside those four letters, there's a secret. That from those four letters comes another name. This is the name that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, I don't understand why you're complaining to me. Best explanation of the text. ושמי השם לא נודעתי להם, I did not reveal myself. טוב המשחק על יעקב. This is the Gemara, really, what does it mean exactly? This is the Gemara, Hashem said it like this. Avraham Avinu, with all the respect, did not reveal myself to you. He didn't reach the level that I should have it. He had a son, Yimach Shemo Yishmael, grandchildren, Mustafa, all these people, forget about it. Yitzchak, Hashem said, yeah, you have Esav, Eliphaz, all these people, not you. Yaakov says to the Gemara, you don't trust me 100%. Sterad al kim elokai. Yaakov complained, Yosef disappeared, Hashem forgot about me. Only to you, Moshe. What is really the concept? Comes the Gemara and says, you should know like this. When HaKadosh, with time came that HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard us, that we screamed in Egypt, comes the Gemara and says that might happen Geula Achrona. It means before Mashiach come, we might have to go through hardship in our life. And the same thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us in Egypt, it took us, He will save us. Comes the Gemara, so what is really behind it? Says the Gemara, Am Israel in Egypt, four things they did that HaKadosh Baruch Hu liked very much, and because of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt. So the first thing, Lo Shinu Leshonam. What means like this? Am Israel came down to Egypt, among themselves, they didn't speak in old Egyptian language, they spoke what's called Lashon HaKodesh, Hebrew. Of course, we had to do business. They did business with the Egyptians. Of course, they had to speak the language. probably did not adopt the Egyptian language as our language. How far it is important. The Torah tells us when the brothers met Yosef, Yosef revealed himself, he told the brothers a statement. You see that I speak to them. I speak to you. Says the Gemara, what do you mean you speak to me? Shani medaber lashon hakodesh. Yosef said, you see, you can hear from a person when he speaks Hebrew, you can detect it. I don't know if you know, the Arabs cannot speak Hebrew. Doesn't matter how smart they are, but when he speaks to you right away, at all the check posts, all the places, you know, the check, the cars in Eretz Israel, they suspect somebody, they ask him a question. From the words he says in Hebrew, they can detect right away if he's Jewish or he's an Arab. Yosef said it. My mouth is a proof that I'm a Jew. I said, what is this? He says, I speak Hebrew. You may detect also the way they speak, how holy the person is. Not just because Chas Shalom is saying bad words. He says, just to hear from his mouth, it's called Lashon HaKodesh, the holy language. Says the Gemara, you should know, Am Israel, among themselves they spoke Hebrew, which is called Lashon HaKodesh. So, what's the big deal? Such a big deal? Then comes the Gemara and says also, they didn't change the clothing. They walked with the same clothing. Okay, so, that's the reason Hashem should redeem us. Then third thing the Gemara said, they didn't change the names. He came down to Egypt, says the Gemara. Reuben went down to Egypt. In immigration, asked him at the border, what's your name? He says, Reuben. Why not? He didn't say, Ubi, Rabin. He said, Reuben. He said, Shimon. He didn't say, Simon. Straight. Okay. So they kept the entity from me, say, what is the big deal about it? That's how Hashem saved us. Then the Gemara says, in one version, the Gemara says, they didn't speak Lashon Hara, they did not reveal secrets. And Moshe Rabbeinu came and told them that on the way out of Egypt, you're going to go and you're going to borrow silver and gold dishes, and you're going to come out of it. You're going to come out of Egypt with that. Nobody spoke about this. Kept it as a secret. So Shlomo HaMelech in Sefer Mishle, Olech Rachil Megale Sod, says they kept the secret. It sounds like they don't speak Lashon Hara. Perfect. Those are the four things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved about so much. And for this, Hashem took us out of Mitzvah and says, what is really behind it? Comes the Gemara and says, you know, in our lifetime, a person has to reach certain levels in his life. The lowest level is called Tzaddik. Tzaddik means that he keeps what the text, whatever it says in the Torah. It says, Shulchan Aruch, he keeps everything. Noach Lamad Torah. The only person in the Torah that is being described as a tzaddik is Noah. What are you tzaddik about? She's the Gemara, Noach lamad Torah, he kept the mitzvot, he learned Torah. Perfect. That's the lowest, as the Mishnah in Perkei Avot, the lowest level a person should reach is called tzaddik. Higher than that, it's called chassid. Chassid says the Gemara mitchassed in Boro, the Gemara says he does extra things. So how do you say like an example? It says the father asks you, he wants to have tea. But you know your father once in England, and in England they always have tea with biscuit. There's no such thing tea by itself. So you know your father loves biscuit, but he didn't ask for it. So you ask him, give me tea, and you know that your father likes biscuit, you give it to him. That's called chassid. It's called extra. The Gemara says, Chachamim say, you know, that we have what's called Tosefet Shabbat. Tosefet Shabbat. Well, there was a person in Lakewood had six accidents with a car, and the insurance company told the broker, I can give him more insurance. A bad accident. He went to the Rosh Hashiva in Lakewood and told him, what shall I do? Can't stay without a car. And she says, what happened? And he told him, you know, six accidents in the car. And he says, I want to tell you something. From the stories that you tell me, a car, says the Gemara, is like a chayara. Like a bad animal. Says the Gemara, if a person, Chas v'Shalom, is he did something wrong, that he deserves death by being stoned. So says the Gemara, now time is no bedin. Chayat orasto. Chas shalom, a car can hit him. From that thing that you hit people with a car, somebody bang into people, that sounds to me, don't keep Shabbat. The guy said, I don't keep Shabbat. I live in Lakewood, New Jersey, Yeshiva. So the rabbi asked him, tell me, what happened 5 minutes before Shabbat comes, Friday? He said, usually in my house, 5 minutes before Shabbat is World War III. He said, what do you mean? Everybody running to the showers, the children, and the house is upside down. Shabbat is coming. So I said, that's what it is. I says, to keep Shabbat means that to keep Shabbat 100%, it means that you, the Gemara says, this is the Rambam. Half an hour before Shabbat, you sit down. This is our custom. You know, we light candles 20 minutes before Shabbat. This is based on the Gemara. The Gemara says people used to sit down and used to put a talit on. And this is the Yemenite people do it. They put a talit Friday afternoon. And says, what's the custom? Says the Gemara. Chachamim used to put the talit on and sit down and says, I'm waiting for Shabbat. Waiting for Shabbat. Today we have Kabbalat Shabbat. So after Ari made a Kabbalat Shabbat together with the Chadodi, Shlomo Alkabetz. Before Ari was no Kabbalat Shabbat. They used to start the text Baruch Hu. Was no Kabbalat, no Mizmoshim, nothing. No Lechadodi, nothing. No songs, nothing. Ari invented it. But Kabbalat Shabbat means accept Shabbat before Shabbat. Ma'achim latzit b'nei Shabbat, ma'achim la'avor. It says you have to wait a little bit. Shabbat will be over, not look at the watch. You say, oh, Shabbat is over. Okay, I see already the stars. So you have to wait a little bit. Wait. It's called chassid. Mit chassid im kono. You do things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really did not ask you, but you show HaKadosh Baruch Hu respect by doing extra things. So that rabbi told this person in Lakewood, I think you half an hour before Shabbat, sit on the couch where you say Shir HaShirim, and everybody already took the showers, they all got dressed, do it. He did it. He called in the insurance broker. I told them, I went to Rosh Hashiva. Rosh Hashiva told me that I do it. Rosh Hashiva told me if I do it, I can get insurance. So the broker called the insurance company. Called the insurance company, says, this person that you took off the insurance, he had accidents, this was a religious matter. The insurance company asked, what do you mean? He says, trust me. He said, it's a religious matter, he won't have no more accident. And they reissued the insurance to him. Nice story that I heard. I know the person. And then personally, I know who it is. He says, that's called chassid. He says, you have to do extra to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how important it is to accept Shabbat a little bit before Shabbat, not to run to the last minute of Shabbat. The next, says the Mishnah, it's called Yashar. To be straightforward, no gray area, not to lie, not to sign false documents and try to get insurance if you don't deserve it, insurance fraud, all these things. You have to be straightforward. And the highest, what the Kadosh Baruch Hu expects, is called Ne'eman. Means the Kadosh Baruch Hu should trust you. So the Torah, you should know, we find the title of Tzadik by Noach. Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they are in the book, it's called Sefer HaYashar, Sefer Bereshit, straightforward. Above them, Yaakov is being called as well in the Gemara Chazit, as well, this week's parasha, the Torah tells you, the heritage of Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah says, well, Moshe comes from Levi, and Levi had a son Kehat, and Kehat had a son Amram, and Amram had a son Moshe. So I'm telling you the title of Kehat and Amram, Amram Chasida, Kehat Chasida. Says the Rambam, you should know, in Egypt, Amram was the chief of Am Israel. He invented halachot that weren't known, or people did not go by them in Egypt. It's called Chasid, extra things. Says Amram, it's called Amram Chasida. Amram HaChasid, Amram the Chasid, Kehat, Amram's father, again, was called Kehat Chasida. Yaakov is called Negemara Chasida. This is level number 3. Number 4 is called Ne'eman.
There's no one else in the world got this title, only Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki b'chol beti ne'emanu. So when did he get its title? When Aaron, they speak Lashon Hara, and Parashat Baralotcha, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu calls them and says, "Why are you talking about Moshe? What do you have to gossip about Moshe? It's not even Lashon Hara, it's some kind of Lashon Hara," says the Rambam. "So what are you talking about Moshe Rabbeinu?" He says, Moshe Rabbeinu is, in that stage, is called Ne'eman. When you Ne'eman means you being trusted by Kadosh Baruch Hu, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu revealed him, so-called Shema Meforash, and that's what the Gemara says. Rambam Tzach and Yaakov reached a level of called Yashar. It says, straightforward, Abraham said, "I'm not taking money from Melech Sdom." I says, Abraham was very straightforward. Yitzchak was very straightforward with the wells that you dug and the Plishtim, Machshimam, the Palestine took it away from him. Yaakov in Laban's house, even though he cheated him 100 times, Yaakov never stole from him back. I says, Yaakov was a Hasid as well. But to have the title, says the Gemara, that is when you're going to get to know Shema Meforash. Says the Gemara, you should know, you read the parasha, don't think it's a story. It's that Hashem wants you to know what you should get, says the Rambam. Anybody from Am Yisrael can be Moshe Rabbeinu. They all say, what do you mean? A man can be Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Rambam, yeah, can be Moshe Rabbeinu. You cannot be as a prophet as Moshe Rabbeinu. But as far as the stage of Moshe Rabbeinu, that in his life, he was never sick, on the day of his death, he can jump all the steps to Har Nevo, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. He is not an older person. His face has no wrinkles. His eyes see 20/20. This is because it's called Ne'eman. This is you being trusted. But of course, it goes above. First you have to be tzaddik to keep the Torah. Then you have to be chassid. Then you have to do extra for Hashem. Then you have to be straightforward, it's called Yashar. And then you reach that level, it's called Ne'eman. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so upset at Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says, what are you complaining? Don't you understand? You're much higher level. You're not supposed to say anything in your mouth. Can't say nothing, because I trust you 100%. You know Shema Meforash. You know the designated name. No one else knew it. He will transfer it. Says the Gemara, Moshe transferred to Yeshua. Says, that's why Moshe was able to stop the sun and the moon with that name. And that's what Hashem told Moshe at the end of his life. As there was no water, Hashem told Moshe, go speak to the rock, and the rock should give water. So what do you think? Moshe would go to the rock and says, Ahlan, Sahlan, Kifel Chak. Good morning. Can I have some water? Never. The rock will laugh at him. So Moshe would go to the rock and would say, Shema Meforash. That's the same name Moshe used to stop the sun when he fought the Amalek. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so upset at Moshe. He says, why are you so upset? Because actually each of us should know that name. This is the ultimate goal in our life. Says the Gemara, when Mashiach will come with that name, Kiani Hashem, everybody should know. What do you know? You know Shema Meforash. Hashem wants us to know it. But you have to be on that level. And that's what the Gemara says. You should know. There are four statements, four languages of redemption. Otzeti, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vilakachti. Otzeti. Says the Gemara, you know what those four languages for? For the four things that you kept in Egypt. So the first one, you didn't change your language. It's the language, it's called what language is spoken in Egypt? It's called Lashon HaKodesh. You Kodesh. It's called Tzadik. That's the lowest level. You reach that level. By keeping speaking Lashon HaKodesh, that kept you, was no assimilation in Egypt. Says the Gemara, not one Jew went out with a non-Jewish girl. Not one Jewish girl went out with non-Jewish boys. I don't know if you know what's going on today in Israel. That tens of thousands of girls go out with Arabs. Tens of thousands. Not thousands. On the street, in the stores, all over. In Egypt, we were there 210 years. Says the Gemara, Gal Na'ul Achoti Chala, Gal Na'ul Ma'at Chatum. Shlomo says in Shir HaShirim, Gal Na'ul. It says we were closed, didn't speak to them. Didn't speak to them. Nothing. Business is business, and family is family. Never. It's called Lashon HaKodesh. That's what Yosef told his brothers. My name is Yosef, it's called Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik. I says, you know how do you recognize me as I'm your brother? Kifi amdaber alechem. From the language that I speak to you, Lashon HaKodesh, you can detect that I'm holy. He says, you can see, when a person speaks, you can detect. You don't have to look at him. You see, you know, this guy is a tzadik. You can hear from the words that he speaks. It has to be Hebrew. If it's English or Arabic, you don't know nothing. It says that Yosef proved to his brother that he's Yosef by knowing, by speaking Lashon HaKodesh. It's level number one. There's Lo Shinut Lashonam. The Jews spoke Lashon HaKodesh. This is the first level called Tzadik. For this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Gemara says, V'otzeti etchem. I take you out of Egypt. It says, because you kept speaking the holy language that keeps you holy. By speaking Hebrew, it helps you. Not everybody speaks Hebrew is holy. But you can see from the language if you're holy. I can see you holy. Says the Gemara, never got mixed with the Goyim in Egypt. Never. Stayed as a separate nation in Egypt. The next, says the Gemara, Stephen HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'itzalti otchem ha'avodatam, I'll save you. Says the Gemara, this is for the second thing that happened in Egypt. It says, Shelo Shinu et Shmam. Didn't change the name. Don't change your name. You kept your entity. For this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I will take you out of the title of slavery. They called you names. They called you Eved. They called you Mr. Slave. It says, because you didn't change your name, nobody's going to call you Eved. I says, the next statement is, V'galti etchem bizru ha'netuya. This is because, Shelo shinu et malbusham. Straightforward. It's called Yashar. Yashar. Yashar means, I don't play around. Straight. Didn't speak Lashon Hara. That means if you watch not to say Lashon Hara, you being trusted. What do you mean? Moshe told them, when you come out of Egypt, you'll go borrow dishes. And you go with the dishes. No one said a word. By keeping a secret, it's exactly like he's not speaking Lashon Hara. You're being trusted. You trust a person. Hashem trusted us. Comes the Gemara and says, now you understand why you drink four cups of wine on Pesach. It is not because the four statements. It's for what the four statements resembled. What the four statements are for. It says, you want Mashiach, says the Gemara. Well, the night of Mashiach, Leil Shimrim Ul Hashem, this is the night Hashem designated for Exodus, for redemption. But you have to know why Hashem took you out of Egypt. He didn't change your name. He didn't change your language. He didn't change your clothing. You never spoke Lashon Hara. So the cup of wine is so important because that is what took us out of Egypt. So therefore, Shulchan Aruch, says the Rambam, says the Gemara, you must have wine on Pesach. But it's not the wine that you drink, the L'chaim, okay, Bropi Agifen. So you have to know, why am I drinking it? I'm drinking it is because in the Torah, Hashem says four statements of redemption. But then you go back to the roots. Oh, why did Hashem say four statements of redemption? Because the four statements of redemption resembled our behavior in Egypt, that we kept our entity. We didn't mix, and we stayed holy, and we did not say Lashon Hara. It says that, the Mishnah said, that's the level that a person should get. Tzadik, Hasid, Yashar, Ne'eman, you have to be holy. Then you have to be Hasid, you have to do extra for Hashem, you have to be straightforward, and you have to be trusted by people, trusted by Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Torah will tell you, that Moshe was sent together with Aaron to Paro, and Moshe said, okay, tomorrow frogs. And then Paro says to him, okay, Moshe, did you go pray to Hashem? And Moshe did not say Tehillim to Hashem. Moshe said, Ameforash, Shema Meforash. That's how he stopped it. He begged the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah said, Hashem listen to Moshe. Moshe said, Hashem listen to him. Why shouldn't Hashem listen to him? Why should Moshe have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu this? Because Moshe understood, it's called, if you know Shema Meforash, you understand what Hashem wants, and you call so-called HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the hotline. You don't call HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the regular line. Moshe has a direct line with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He calls him Shema Meforash, and this is what the Torah wants to teach us. As the constantly power calls Moshe, he says, Moshe, can you pray? Moshe says, yeah, I can pray. Why don't you pray? No, you cannot pray. Hashem doesn't listen. Hashem listens when you know Hashem's name. And we say in the morning in Birkat HaTorah, Kulanu Yodei Shmecha. We all should know your name. And he says, you should know, next week, Wednesday is Rosh Chodesh. He says, you know, in Rosh Chodesh is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you have to know, especially every Rosh Chodesh. Hashem's name changes. On Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, we say Baruch Ata Hashem Israel Asher Chodeshim. Every month Hashem's name changes. So this month, for example, the Kavanah of Hashem's name is the letter He, the letter Yud, the letter He, the letter Vav. Even though it's the same four letters of Hashem, but the positions of the letters changes. Next month, the positions of the letters change again. Every month it changes. Next month, Rami Yossi have to have this Kavanah on Shabbat. We do Achrazat Rosh Chodesh. On Shabbat, we say when Rosh Chodesh is, Rami Yossi say you have to know what is called the Tzeruf. What is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, if you don't know it, the Tfilot, don't go up. The whole month, a person can pray, nothing happened. He says, oh, you know why? Because in Rosh Chodesh, you did not know this Kavanah. When you say Musaf, Baruch Ata Hashem. He says, this month, the Kavanah is Hamer Yemirenu V'Haya Kodesh. The letter Hey, the letter Yud, the letter Vav, the letter Hey. When you say Baruch Ata Hashem, you have to visualize Hashem's name, even though in the text it says Yud and Hey, Vav and Hey, but you have to visualize it. The letters Hey, and then the letter Hey Yud, and then the letter Vav, the letter Hey. Even though it's the same four letters, the position changes. And it says that's called part of Shema Mefarash. So it's already that you have to know. That's called Yodei Shmecha. You have to know Hashem's name. You have to know it. It says you have to reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's called Ne'eman. So after we keep and everything, and we do extra, it says, what's your goal in life? It says, my goal is, says the Gemara, that you should know Hashem's name. You should be able to do everything that you want with His name. So far, says the Gemara, only at least one person in a generation knows it. Sometimes more than one person. Being transferred. But a person has to have this. So how do you get it? How do you get it? Ha'ish Moshe anav me'od mikol ha'adam asher apnei adama. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a statement, you know why I trust Moshe so much? Because he's a nobody. Says no one ever reached that level yet. Until Moshe, the humbleness of Moshe, down to earth. Ha'ish Moshe anav me'od mikol ha'adam asher apnei adama. He is the humble from everybody. What do you mean humbleness? It means I'm nobody. And Hashem trusts you because you have nobody. Nobody doesn't want anything. Nobody doesn't attack anybody. Nobody has any benefit that he's looking for. He's a nobody. He's nobody. It's called Ne'eman. Nobody means Ne'eman. That says to reach that level, besides that you tzaddik and you chassid and you straightforward, you have to reach Ne'eman. Why you trust Moshe? Why? Because what? In the Torah. When Miriam and Aaron speak to Lashon Hara, he tells them, Moshe, I trust him. You know why? Because he's down to earth. Humbleness. He says, Anava. Anava is the highest level, says the Rambam, that a person should reach in his lifetime. And this, you earn this, the title and they call Ne'eman. With this, you know, it's called Shema Mefurash. And that's the whole idea. What the Katibcho tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm upset at you, but you know, you're so high that you know Shema Mefurash. You're so humble. But why did you complain? So Gemara says, well, he complained for the benefit of Am Israel, but really he should not have said it. But if you speak like this, you can go to Eretz Israel. I mean, say that's what it means. When Mashiach will come, if you go to Eretz Israel, you have to feel. After you keep everything, you still have to feel you down, you nobody. Down to earth, humble. So then you earn the Ne'eman, then you know Shem and Farash. Then Mashiach will come, will take us to Eretz Israel. And we'll see what Hamid does when the Shem and Farash Ma'arbe Ben Amin.
Amen.